9/11, 15 years after. It has been 15 years after the plane slammed into two skyscrapers in Manhattan. Since then, the Arab world has been sent into a tailspin of violence, mayhem, and death. Much of that death was delivered by American bombs and U.S. soldiers. The U.S. invasions and occupations of Afghanistan and Iraq has unleashed a fury of hatred at the empire and created more, not less, terrorism. The dreaded Al-Qaeda has morphed into ISIS, and a score of Arab and Muslim states are but modern-day charnel houses, places dank with death. Where are things better in the Arab world? Egypt? Libya? Palestine? Wherever the Americans have set their hands, a nest of snakes have come forth, dripping with venom. Before 9/11, the late Chalmers Johnson penned the book called Blowback, covering CIA skullduggery and dirty tricks in the Middle East and beyond. After 9/11, the book took off like a rocket, for Americans wanted to learn more about 9/11, why it happened, for instance. 15 years have passed, and fewer Americans know why 9/11 happened, because Americans chose the path of war and death and occupation and military muscle flexing and empire. Is America safer? Is America wiser? Is America better? Over 1 million Arabs are dead today because the U.S. wanted revenge against people who had nothing to do with 9/11. So they unleashed shock and awe in Baghdad. They demolished villages and cities. They created a river of 4 million refugees. They tortured and taunted Arabs in their prisons in Iraq, Diego Garcia, Guantanamo, and black sites. They toppled leaders they didn't like. They sowed the seeds of disaster. And they wonder, why do they hate us? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.